Hello, world, and welcome to a new episode of the Kinky Candy Show. I'm your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my two co-hosts. Guys, what you do?
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
Now, the last time we spoke to you guys, it was about to be Halloween, and now here we are back around Thanksgiving. That was a long-ass gap. I apologize. Mm-hmm. That was a very long gap in between. But we're back. You know, we're here. This day is, you know, we're getting ready for the holiday season. How do you guys feel about this holiday season coming up?
About to be stuffed, you know, get full of turkey, food. That's about it. Just straight food. I feel good.
I'm ready for Christmas. Like, I'm just over Thanksgiving. I'm just going straight to the good stuff.
And speaking of Christmas, make sure you guys go to kinkycandyonline.com. Reminding you guys to keep it kinky. Because we got a whole lot of holiday items up there. And we're going to be playing a few of our holiday games, like Junk Santa Says and everything. So get ready, because it's going to be a very hilarious holiday season. But, you know, I love this time of year. I hate the weather, but I love the season. I love the, you know, the snow. I love, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Like, I love all that shit. Yeah, then you.
Word.
Then it's like, why is that air hurting my face?
Why is it outside? It's, oh shit.
Right? Like, nature just hits you right in the face. Like,
why is air hurting my face? Where did the place I live hurt my face?
Oh, and you feel it bad.
Mm-hmm. You feel it. Like, today it's good. We in 51 degrees right now. I'm like, it's like, oh, thank God we had a break. Because this is like, sometimes it's just unbearable. It's unbearable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that time of the year. You know, like, if I could, my ass would just be going from building to car. House, car. Store, car. Like
that's been me.
Like, in no way, in no form, I'm just standing outside in that weather.
Nope.
Like, nope, in and out, in and out,
that
in and out.
That has literally been me.
Like, nope, I ain't not getting caught out here.
My car has been my best friend. Like, hi. I'm talking about, like, I would get dressed in the morning, and before, like, I finished getting my daughter dressed, I'm out the door starting the car. Like, you are going to warm up for me.
Right.
So that when I do officially come in here, it's nice and toasty. There's going to be no cold hitting me besides transporting from the building to the car.
Right. Anyways, something interesting happened to me today. And I'm trying to figure out if I should tell what happened today first or the context of why it was awkward. Okay, I guess I'll just go into why I feel the
context. Just dive in, bro.
Okay.
Just dive in.
So, earlier, I'm leaving work. And I run into this girl that I technically went on vacation with at one point, or whatever. So I was like, looking at her, I couldn't tell it was her. It was so long since I've seen her. I'm like, hey. And she's like, oh, hey. Like, she made sure I knew, like, I knew her. Like, oh, hey. I think she said my name. Hey, Carl. And I'm like, oh, okay. Hey. Hi. How are you? And you know where you can tell somebody's not happy to see you? You just tell that vibe where you're just like, this doesn't feel like
a genuine high.
Right. So I'm just like, I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, fake talk this and be polite and shit. So I'm just like, hey, good to see you. She's like, how you been? I'm like, I can't complain. Keep walking. You know, keep walking away or whatever. And I'm just saying to myself, thinking, I'm like, why did it feel so awkward to see her right there? And then I thought about that trip. And I remember when there was one night. Everybody was getting drunk. It was a whole bunch of us that went on the trip. We rented out a spot on Airbnb, got really, really drunk at the spot, party on for like 3-4 days. Pool, hookah, alcohol, weed, everything. It was a very, very interesting weekend. But, so, you know, niggas in the other room smashing away. Pop, pop, pop. You hear that shit, whatever, right?
Okay.
And originally, niggas is supposed to be sharing rooms together, but, you know, motherfuckers had different plans once they started drinking and started, you know, hooking up with
Need
people.
Some alone time.
So, although the dudes in the other room smashing where I was going to be sleeping and shit. I'm tight because my book bag in there and shit. So, you know, all my shit in there.
I went and got it, like, excuse me.
Right, so.
Nah, that's foul. What?
Right? So I'm just like, oh, I guess I can't grab my shit. Yeah, I got to wait till they're done fucking. They go there fucking for a good minute.
Yeah, right, was they already in there before you got there or did you have a chance
to get it? I came in there early to drop my shit in there. Like, all right, this is my room. You know, and clearly it wasn't. Well, now it's theirs. So, I'm in the other room. We were in the other girls. This is the one I saw today. And what do you call it? You know, she cool, she cute, whatever. But I was thinking that because, you know, at that time I was dealing with, y'all remember Shorty I was dealing with last year. I'm not going to put her name in this, but y'all remember who I was dealing with last year.
Yeah, I remember.
You know? Like, I mean, her just matched done like the other day. So I'm just like, there's no reason for me to be trying to chase any tail right now. I done had some the other day. I'm pretty good. And it's crazy because when I told her that motherfucker was smashing, that was her exact words. Like, well, you should be good. You had some the other day too. Like, she didn't even say you got it from me, but you're like, you got some ass the other day. You should be good. And I'm just saying, like, you did that shit on purpose. But anyways, so.
Of course. Like,
so I'm sitting, right?
Wait for a couple of days? What?
And is girls gonna be there?
What? Okay.
Hey, I gotta put it down on you real quick. Yeah. You don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Like you never had it before. Make sure you come back now, you hear?
So I'm sitting with my man in the kitchen. We just knocking back beers. And then his girl comes and she's like, come on, baby, we gotta lay down. She's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna go over later. I'm like, all right, man, go do your thing. So I'm just listening to the podcast now, just sipping on my beer by myself. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna let you know me. I gotta get the educational thing going. So I'm just listening to my podcast. Girl comes down. Hey, Carl, you coming? Yeah. She's like, all right. Goes back up. My man's come back out when his girl falls asleep. We're talking again. Hey, man, she comes back. Carl, I can't go to sleep unless you're up here with me. All right, I'll be up there soon. Okay. She goes back up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Anyway.
It was a trap.
Drinking some more. Drinking. Go back to my podcast. She's like, come on, Carl, I really can't sleep unless you're up here with me. I'm just saying, come the fuck on. I just wanted to listen to this podcast. Like, all right. Take my ass upstairs. She laying on there's like two beds in the room, so she's on my bed, I'm on the other bed. I'm laying down. Good night. I'm in the room now, so you're asking me to go to sleep. So good night. You know, that she's like, hey, I can't sleep. Like, oh God. You know, so she's like talking to me, and I'm just trying, you know, I can't even remember what. It was just all pointless to me. Just was like, God, I just wanna go to sleep. Where are you? The room is spinning right now, girl. What you want from me? You know. I go to the bathroom. The whole house is completely dark. I mean, I fucking, you know, walk back from the bathroom. She has a fucking door with her phone on her face. I'm like, oh, goodness. What the fuck? I scared. I wake up at the goddamn house. Because her ass, like, who makes me some scary movie shit? All you saw was her fucking face in the darkness. It was just a light. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? She's like, oh, no. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Go to, you know, lay down. Go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Feel... I don't know. Restless. I feel like, I don't know. You know, when you feel like you had a workout or whatever. And I'm like, why do I feel like I had a workout? I'm like, nah, it's probably because I was swimming yesterday. I did a lot of swimming yesterday. It must be that. Yeah, it got to be the swimming. I go to the bathroom and take a piss. Why does my shit smell like vagina? Mm-mm. I'm just like, wait.
Sleep assault.
I'm like, nah. It was a good minute since I seen Shorty the other week, and I definitely had showers since then. I definitely was swimming since then, so there's no way it can still be on me at this point. It's nothing. Later on, I went with my man in the car. My man's telling me, like, yeah, man, that girl, you were sharing a room with last night, be careful with her, because, you know, she's like a nympho, and, you know, she's basically just fuck anything. She don't drink, she don't smoke, but she'll fuck. And I'm just like, oh, thanks for that warning, because I'm definitely going to stay clear from her. Didn't I even think about earlier when my whole shit smelled like poo poo? Didn't even think about none of that. And then so now, when I see her today, all this is coming back in my mind. I'm like, did this girl rape me?
She took advantage of
like,
you.
Like, this girl got me when I was drunk.
Yo, your man was up, and she said, oh, opportunity.
Like, and I'm like, is that why she could have, that's why wasn't she happy to see me? Because she knew how dirty she did. She raped me. I don't know. Not to make rape a light situation, you know. I clearly can't remember this shit, so...
But you was there.
I just remember my shit smelled like pussy in the morning. Not to say pussy, excuse me. Poom poom.
Yeah, vagina.
Vagina. Whatever word y'all want to use. It definitely... I know what my balls smell like in the morning, and it don't smell like that, okay? It didn't smell like that.
I wish I could see my face right now. Like, I'm just looking at him like, really,
and this
Carl?
Is a true story.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Really, Carl?
And I'm just like...
We all had that sleep assault story.
What?
Do you have one too?
Of course I have one with her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with her. Yo, y'all saw her just now. The way she looked at him. Like, you have one?
what is this? Why haven't you told me?
She beats me. Yeah, we know. You told that story plenty of times on this podcast. Oh,
gosh. No, in the hotel room. So, like...
It's different. Y'all in a relationship. I'm talking about a complete person I don't know. A
stranger.
A complete stranger.
Oh, no.
The dark while I'm fucking drunk as hell.
We can't do the sleep assault game without you
have
being...
Have you got tested since then?
Yeah, I have. I've been good. But, you know...
But, no, to do the sleep assault game, you have to be my girlfriend for it. Like, to do that.
I'm just saying, today I saw her and all that stuff came back and I'm just like, damn.
Oh, no, she took advantage of you that day, bro. She said, yo, green light for this nigga. He drunk and he... Bet.
I don't know. I don't want to believe that someone was able to get me to fuck while I was drunk and I don't remember. I don't want to believe that. And I feel like it's awkward to ask her, like, hey, did you fuck me while I was sleeping that night?
And if she said yes. And if she says yes.
The awkward part is that your body already knows and like your mind doesn't. Like,
touch me.
You sexually assaulted me, bitch.
Like, was it good?
Like, I can't even remember that shit happening.
You should have asked her, did you enjoy it yourself? With my unconscious body?
Like, I really don't know. And it's like, I
felt dirty, James.
I didn't even remember that whole shit till today. When I sat there and thought about it all and connected the dots, like, wait, he said she was a nympho. I woke up and my shit smelled like poom poom. Why did I put the two together when she kept asking me to fucking come to bed?
And then you slept next to her.
No, we were on two different beds.
That was close together or far away?
It was literally on the other side of the room.
Okay, so she walked her ass. Just flopped you over, you drunk. Like, ooh.
This is what I'm thinking happened. This is what I'm thinking happened. In my mind, me and my creative comedic mind or whatever, I'm thinking she's probably trying to do some shit. And because I couldn't wake up, probably nothing happened. She probably got on top, probably took her shit off, took my shit off, and nothing was working. It was just like, nope, I'm gone. I'm not. Limp. Oh. That's what I want to believe. I would rather believe that I couldn't get it up while I'm unconscious and it was just her pussy all over my shit, just wiping all over it, trying to get me to wake up, than to believe that the actual shit went down.
Believe when you're drunk, yeah.
Like, that's what I want to believe because I was drinking. But I don't know.
I remember, it's a double coin.
Yeah, the double coin, yeah.
It's a double coin.
You one or the other, and I can't remember.
Now, what if it was... Held!
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's why I'm just like, who the fuck? I really hope I wasn't raped. I don't want to be a Me Too victim.
She calls you. Yeah, I did it.
But yeah, that's...
I'm waiting for it.
What?
For that phone call, like, yeah, I did it. I heard your podcast.
Next two weeks.
I was waiting for you to figure it out.
She wanted to walk away from me when I was going to tell you, like, you didn't let me finish.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, back on Kiki, I was raped. I don't. she confirmed it.
Not to make rape a light subject, because rape is not light at all.
No, it's not.
She just sleeps.
I'm just saying.
In my case right now,
I just think. I somebody swindled me in my
sleep. He's obviously not that upset about it.
Of course he's not.
I mean, other than the fact that it smelled like poo-poo, I have no other proof.
Of evidence.
That something happened. Wait, I just know I woke up smelling poo-poo on my dick.
Because you normally wake up smelling poo-poo on your dick.
No, okay, I don't.
So that answers that question.
Like, it's so basic, easy, straight to the point.
And it's only because I know what poop smell like that I know what it was. That was the crazy thing about it. Because I was like...
That's the familiar smell. Right? So now, that answers that question.
Like,
we got to write a book about getting sleep assaulted on.
Why would I want to write a book? That's not just... It was just one random vacation.
Frenchie just wants the memories.
Right?
He wants to be old in his 80s. Like, not knowing my name, not knowing his kid's name. But he just wants to be able to read this book. Like, this is what I've done. This is what's happened to me. I was assaulted. He wants to come at me when we're 86, arguing about whether it's chicken or pork. Talk about, you sleep assaulted me on the 19th of December.
Don't sexually assault people. Don't sexually assault people. Don't do that.
Unless they're your spouse, you can do whatever you want at the end of the day.
No, even if they're your spouse, get consent.
Husband and wife.
Your wife gotta let you take advantage of her. Okay. Okay. Repeat after me. She gotta let you.
Look at her.
And take advantage. What? Yo, you gotta look at her. I ain't the one. She gotta let you. She gotta let you.
Say, let her starve. Let her starve.
Okay, y'all. She gotta let you. Because if she don't, then it's a problem. Then your ass strong and what love got to do with it. All right? She gotta let you. She gotta let you. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Trust me. I know these things. I watch a lot of movies. I read a lot of books. I watch a lot of news. And I have a lot of friends. You better get that consent up front. Get it? Even if you're married. Like, hey, baby, I want to get you home. I want to get you drunk, and I want to take advantage of you.
And but you know what? That's sexy talk right there. So, you know what? We got that consent. You good.
Get that consent. Worry about. Get that consent. Let her know your intentions early on. That's the only way this is going to work. Like, hey, baby, I'm going to take you home. We're going to do this. And like, all right, cool. Let's do this. Put the kids to bed. You know what I mean?
About to get lit up in here. Don't worry.
Right? And you got a lot of holiday items from Kinky Candy. You know, so you want to make it a kinky Christmas, let's do it. You can go to kinkycandyonline.com, get yourself some stuff. I wanted to do a Kinky Candy Christmas movie. I wanted to do a movie, probably do it next year, when we just flip the whole Christmas movie formula on its head. We're just going to change the whole thing. Christmas movies, you're not allowed to kiss until the end of the movie. Fuck that. We got a person who kisses every fucking 15 minutes. You're not supposed to have sex in this movie. There's no mention of sex. Fuck that.
Okay, wait.
Girl's fucking everywhere. She's fucking everybody.
This sounds like a Project X Christmas party.
That's a lot of sex.
It's a Kinky Candy Christmas.
Party.
This just sounds like a porno.
It's not a porno. Women can have sex. I watch Sex in the City. Women can have multiple sex partners. I see she gotta have it. She can have multiple sex partners. Like, you don't know no girls right now with multiple sex partners. I know plenty of girls with multiple sex partners. That don't mean nothing. All I'm doing is putting it during Christmas.
That's it.
You know, 12 days of Christmas? No, 12 dicks of Christmas. I don't know. That definitely would sound like a porno. That's definitely a porno.
You see what I'm saying?
But it definitely is not a porno. It's not a porno. It got to look like a Lifetime movie. Look just like a Lifetime movie. No, the only difference is she breaks all the rules. It's just like, you know, she comes back to the small town, and at the end of the movie, she devastated. Like, nah, fuck this. I'm going back to the city. This small town shit is losers. Losers.
Gotta go.
Guys, he really put the L on his forehead.
Put the L on it.
Me and Frenchie really just gave the same look.
Put the L on it.
Because I've seen it in my head. You see the girl at the train station, like, fuck yeah, losers. And then, like, upbeat music starts playing. She gets on the train. Like, I'm going back to the city. This city, this dumb hometown shit is stupid. Like, y'all sit here, but y'all boring ass lifestyle. I'm a liberal. I'm going back to Manhattan. You know, like, I just throw it in my head. I really believe we're gonna make that Kinky Candy Christmas movie eventually. I'm guaranteeing next year.
That's either gonna be on porn.
It's not gonna be. It's just gonna be a sex comedy with women.
Yeah.
Because like, when you want like a Van Wilder, that's not a porno. You know what I mean? When you watch Project X, that's not a porno. They're sex comedies. You know, American Pie is a sex comedy. Now, granted, sex comedies are not, you know, they're not PC, I guess, at this point, some of the older ones. But all we're doing is flipping on its head because it's a girl. So it's a feminist movie now, I think, at that point. I don't know. That don't really work for movies. I saw Terminator, Dark Fate. Didn't work for them. I saw the new Charlie's Angels movie. Didn't work for them either. Feminism really is not working out in the movie theaters right now, which is really sad. Because I saw, like, Charlie's Angels, and I was like, damn, if I had a daughter, I would so love to show her this movie. And I still passed the fuck out in between that movie. A.K. had to wake me up. I tried to do a whole review of the movie. And in the middle of the review, A.K. like, I was like, yeah, man, talk about how good this movie is. You're like, you mean how good a sleep you got in there? I was like, damn. Why you gotta point that out? I fell asleep. Yeah, I fell asleep.
Wow. If it's boring,
I'm it wasn't even that boring. I had a long ass day at work, an 8-hour shift, and I came home.
Oh, yeah, you're tired. Your body's
tired. And then I watched Dr. Sleep before that. So it was just like, Charlie's Angels didn't have a chance for me to stay awake. But, you know, it was like my body wasn't fighting to stay awake to see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because there wasn't that much action scenes. You know, there was a couple of actions, a whole lot of wokeness. You know what I mean? And it's okay to be woke. It's just, you know, don't make every man the bad guy. You know, gotta have one good guy. I mean, they had a few, but you know what I mean. But, I don't know. Kinky Candy Christmas is definitely gonna be a feminist movie. Not just because, you know, that's without. It's just, I just think, why not? I would like to see a female sex comedy.
True.
How many female sex comedy are there? What, Bridesmaid is one?
Is it The Hookup?
That's from a girl's point of view? Girls Trip is sex comedy? That's not really sex comedy. That's just comedy.
It's actually both, girls and guys. Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because that was a wedding comedy. Yeah.
My Big Greek Wedding.
That's not a sex comedy. That's a wedding movie.
Oh, shit.
That's a wedding comedy.
Nah. Yeah.
I don't think there's any female-driven sex comedy. Except,
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
Of course.
What was that one? What, a Walk of Shame? When a girl...
But you
already got sex, though. That don't count. Because the whole thing about a sex comedy is trying to get ass, not already having it. Oh. You gotta give me... Your whole movie is the pursuit of it. You know what I mean? And the only difference in our kinky Christmas movie, you know, she just got a lot of it. And just was like, oh, man, dick everywhere. Dick. You know? And that's, in my opinion, when I talk to my female friends, that's just how, you know, easy it is to just get dick. It's just, it's so goddamn shameful. I was thinking about, like, God, these men are just fucking simple as fuck. It just...
What is it?
What?
In the middle of the street.
Looks like a plastic bag.
Oh.
Yeah, you scared me for a second.
Like, cool to a possum.
Girl, it's holiday season. Don't be doing no shit like that. I wasn't even thinking we about to have a Christmas Carol situation here. We got about to see a ghost.
Oh, shit, no goddamn.
Like, you guys are working in here.
That shit was just gliding across the floor. I was like, what the fuck?
I was thinking we about to see Ebenezer Scrooge and some chains. And then he about to take us elsewhere to see what life would look like if he wasn't born and all this bullshit. Like, what the fuck, man? We were just doing a podcast. Like, come on, man. Like, you want some chains? We got chains. We got whips and chains and everything. Okay, candyonline.com. You get so some candy ones and everything. We got a ball gag and we got a candy ball gag. Don't you leave, you can just chew right through that. Might get diabetes at the end of that, but you'll get free. You'll get free. I was saying something before all that. You really kept me up. Now all I can think is Christmas carols and all the different Christmas carols I've seen in my life. I mean, you know, old one with the Muppets. I've seen the one with Bill Murray. Oh, yeah. Sex comedies. So, yeah. What do you call it? I can't think of one female-driven sex comedy. Not one. So, I think Kinky Kinky Christmas will be a great one. And so, Christmas next year, guys, look out for that. Because I think that's something we can do. And, you know, I'm going to keep it honest. Because, like I said...
Wait, what about that movie that the one you showed us with Tiffany Haddish, where she came out of prison, I think it was, or she was staying with her sister, and like
Nobody Fool.
Yeah.
Did that count as a sex comedy?
She,
no.
I mean, the
main character was the sister. Her sister wasn't looking for dick. She found her lover. She found the love of her life already through text and stuff. She just never met him, and she was trying to figure out who he was. That was the storyline. American Pie was about losing somebody's virginity. You know, Harold and Kumar, what do you call it? I feel like one of them had a storyline of just trying to smash for the night, right?
Nah, he was trying to get the... One of them...
Oh, yeah, wait. One of them was trying to get the ex girl out. Yeah, but he wasn't trying to... Was he trying to have sex with her?
He was just trying to ask her out.
I don't know if I can count her. I feel like Harold and Kumar should count as a sex comedy because there was definitely a scene when everyone had a three-way with a girl.
Yeah.
But did that make that a sex comedy? What makes a sex comedy a sex comedy?
That's a good question.
I think
when it's about to happen and some shit always like...
Oh, no. I think what it makes it a sex comedy is like it literally got to be about somebody trying to have sex. Like Euro trip.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was trying to go all across Europe to have sex with this girl. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, trying to meet her again, but eventually they have sex at the end. It's in a church.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Interesting.
You ever seen Eurotrip?
No, that's just funny.
Scotty doesn't know.
That was my
Matt Damon cameo. Yeah, definitely. If anything, look for that movie for it. The Matt Damon cameo. Trying to think of another. Van Wilder wasn't really about sex. He just had a lot of sex in it. I feel like I've seen so many sex comedies and I can't think of one right now. Sex Drive is definitely about a sex comedy. Miss March. Oh, The Girl Next Door.
Yes, Miss March. You should just see that.
Yeah, Miss March. Yeah, that's definitely sex comedy because was he trying to bang Miss March?
Hell yeah.
I mean, that wasn't the plot of the movie. Though.
No. In the beginning, they were supposed to lose their virginity.
Yeah.
Then she turned into a playboy while he was incapacitated.
All right. No, it still counts. Okay, I count that as a sex comedy.
Then he found a way to get to the Playboy Mansion to see Hugh Hefner.
But there's not one female-led sex comedy other than Sex and the City. So we're going to fix that, guys. So for next Christmas, I present you a Kinky Candy Christmas movie. You're probably going to have a different title. But, you know, right now it's a Kinky Christmas project. So be prepared for the Kinky Christmas movie.
This is a Kinky Candy production, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. It's going to be just like a Pepsi, the Pepsi production they had called Uncle Drew last year. Mm-hmm. Uncle Drew was a 90-minute movie, but there was Pepsi shit everywhere. So it was a 90-minute Pepsi commercial.
Just for Kinky Candy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all we're going to do. I'm dead ass going to make the girl work at Kinky Candy. Like, the story, like, she's stuck in the store the whole movie, basically. Besides the scenes where she's having sex with the random guys or whatever. Not random. Probably going to be, like, you know, somebody she went to school with. You know, somebody she used to work with. You know, the same old cliche you see in a Lifetime Network. I'm just going to take five of those movies and roll it to one.
What?
You're not playing one of the role of the guys.
Why would I play? I'll play the janitor.
Get a cameraman.
I'm janitor.
Get a camera. Man. I'm just going to put that out there.
I don't want to be the guy either. I don't want no parts of this. I want to be
director.
No, I mean, I'm still going to act in it. I mean, I don't want to be with no parts of the guys. Oh, you know, I don't share even on screen. I'm sorry, that's just not me. Mm-mm. I'm not even an actor. I can do it. And I actually, mind, fellas. Come on, who wants to see these hands? Nah, fuck that. I ain't fighting over no girl. Fuck that. You can have her. Did you see this face? It's a pretty face. This shit got to look good for the camera. I ain't fucking this shit up for you. Girl, you make up your mind. You want this nigga, you can go. Like, I ain't, like, you want a nigga, you, I ain't had to choose right now. Fuck that. I really think that's the truth, though. If somebody really wanted you, they wouldn't put you in a situation where you have to fight for their affection. Like, if they wanted you, they wouldn't be dealing with the next person. You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck are you gonna put me in a situation where now I gotta fuck up this nigga? Mm-hmm. Wait, why? Frenchie, yeah, I can't see, but Frenchie just turned around and looked at his woman just now. What happened, French?
What did I do?
Nah, it's probably nothing. I thought about it, but then it was probably nothing. Nah, I don't want to get into it.
Right? I'm gonna get nosy after this podcast to find out what this is about.
Nah, I'm good. Just
you fighting for people's affection over here?
No, I stopped fighting for affection.
I just know there's a lot of dudes out here who get poked up over a girl. I ain't getting poked up over nobody. You want her? Have her.
Well, this one's already mine, so it's gonna have. I don't have to.
I don't do taking women. That's one thing I don't.
Nah, I didn't have to take her.
I'm just saying.
She basically owned me now. She. She basically.
Oh, so she'll stab somebody if she's talking.
Exactly.
That's a fact. That is it. Fact. No, but he already knows it. We've had conversations and I've let it be known, like, I will go to jail, I will do time. Don't put me in that predicament. Love you.
And that's basically the whole thing we were just saying. That's the whole point. If you love somebody, why put them in that situation where now they gotta kill somebody over you? Like, look what you made me do. Look, we're going to have a good time tonight. But now, look, somebody's bleeding, and now the boys are coming. Look what happened. Why? Why you do this? You know I love you. You're covered in blood. You know I love you.
You know I'm crazy.
All covered in blood.
Told y'all do it. Told me I wouldn't.
The police is here. Tell me you love me. Give me a kiss covered in blood. Give me a kiss before I go.
I would be the first one, like, officer, take her away. Put her in a psych ward. Clean her up. Test her. Figure it out. But don't bring her back. Order of protection.
Oh, you're here for the outside.
Tell me you love me.
Order of protection.
Just tell me you love me.
Emotionally distressed.
This protection program.
Put her in a different state. Put me in a different country. Good.
Their body still on the floor, like.
I gotta drink this. Like, you can't even take me to the station. Take me to the bar. I gotta drink this image out of my head.
I don't think you're going anywhere, bro. The boys are stuck. You stuck with the boys for the rest of the night, bro. You got a dead body in the living room and a screaming woman outside of the car.
Tell my she love you. What's your connection?
Officer. Look, officer. See her with the weapon? I am in shock right now.
And it ain't over after that, because now, you know, that girl's about to reach out to you like, whoa, you let your girl kill my daughter? I'm coming for that ass, boy. He's like, God damn.
I was like, let. This is
impressive. Because you know the family coming for you after that.
No, don't worry. I'll definitely.
She in jail. They can't come after her.
I don't know. My family might just be like, yeah, she did it.
Yeah, she did it. She'll do it again.
I don't want her to get me.
Y'all niggas better stop.
I'm just saying. You know?
I'm over here trying to build a $1 billion empire. So I'll let a girl know early. Like, hey, girl, I already seen Rikers Island. And if I got to pick between you and this $1 billion empire, I'm going to go with this $1 billion empire. I ain't going back behind bars. I've been there, done that. I'm good. I'm good.
You might pick a chick up in the morning.
Check that off the bucket list.
I've been a part of that life. I've seen that life. And I am good on that.
Next on the list to travel to Paris. Let's go.
Right? So you with it or you with it? You not? You not? But guys, I just want to come and say we miss you. We haven't done a show in a while, but we'll be back with more Kinky Candy Show this holiday season. So make sure you guys stay tuned and make sure you look at the new updates at kinkycandyonline.com. Until next time, much love. God bless. 2 feet of chicory. See you later.
Laters.
Good night.